Save from all the storms. Thank you. for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I came to him. He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the living Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Back in the book of Colossians chapter 3 tonight. Colossians chapter 3.
house. He's out praising music, and God, I pray that was honored and glorified to you. God, I pray that you help us now as we turn your attention to your word. I pray that you bless your man, that you give him of your spirit, God, that you anoint him with your spirit, that you give us the words that are needful for us to hear. God, that you might teach us truth from your word. God, apply that truth to our hearts. I pray that you change us and make us into that which you have us to be. God, and I pray that in all things we glorify you.
Started out this morning was talking about actually when I went to study for this, it started out as, you know, how people give opinions. So, I mean, I'm gonna tell you what. The world is a big mess of offenses.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody turn around, somebody's offended about something.
Yeah.
But it kind of got me here with doing my research in Colossians, and I got to reading this, and I kind of got off into the idea of the offensive, but it does. I mean, I'm going to tell you what. You know what the biggest thing in this world that offends people? Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be talking to people. You mentioned Jesus, you mentioned the church, man, they'll just freeze up on you. I got to go over here and talk to this person over here.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get away from that because it offends them.
Yeah.
You know, I to the point, I don't think it really offends them as much as it convicts them.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, we looked here in the first four word verses about, you know, that, you know, things that we need to be seeking are things above, not here below.
Yeah.
And, you know, the things that we need to be seeking above is Christ. And, you know, there's things down here on the earth that we need to just completely avoid.
Yeah.
But starting out in verse number 5, and this is the verse that's got a couple of words that's hard for me to say. It says, modify there your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, indoctrinate affections. Did I say that word?
Inordinate.
An order.
Yeah.
Inordinate affections, which means disorder.
Yeah.
Evil kinsation. Which means strong sexual desires. And covenants, which is idolatry. Now, these are things that we as Christians need to stay away from.
Yeah.
We need to modify ourselves through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I can't change myself.
That's right.
I cannot change myself. If I get changed, it's God changing.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what, he's changed me a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways that I used to think, there's ways I used to act, there's things that I used to thought was right, there was things that I held sacred to, that I no longer, you know, 30 years of me growing as a Christian, God has changed me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I used to be one of them that was all about the rebel flag. I had tags, I had rebel flags, you know, all this. But I've come to realize this flag's what's important to me.
Yes, amen. Amen.
I've changed flags.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not speaking out against anyone who likes a rebel flag. You know, that sort of thing. It used to be mine. And I'm going to be honest with you. There ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just my allegiance,
yes.
My pledge is the black one.
Yeah, amen.
And this one.
Yes.
I mean, that's just where I stand. That's what God changed in me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not telling you if you got a purple flag hanging up in your house, go burn it. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just telling you how God changed me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, there's ways I used to believe it. God has opened my eyes and showed me that what's really, is some of it really that important?
Right. Yeah.
What's important is
right. God. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the stuff that's important to me now.
Yeah.
Man. Some of that other stuff out there in the world, it's just not, it just don't have the attraction to me towards it, what it once had.
Yeah.
And that's because as I grow in the knowledge and the love of Jesus Christ, He changes me each and every day.
Yeah.
Folks, I just didn't get down in 1993 and get saved in February of 1993 there in that prayer room, our James Fort Baptist Church. I wasn't changed instantly.
Yeah.
I change daily.
Yeah.
Each and every day that I'm a Christian, I grow in the knowledge of the Lord. I grow in faith, in His grace,
yeah,
in His Word, in His love. You know, these things here, Paul is trying to get us to realize that we need to draw away from these things,
yeah,
and draw to what? Things that are above.
Yeah.
Right.
Things that are above. The things that are down here, you know, that I cherished at all times, you know, objects,
yeah,
cars, houses, money. I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all know, what was my God before I got saved? Money. I served money. That was, I had a love of money. That's all it was about, is working and making money. I don't want to work now to enjoy it.
Yeah.
To enjoy the Word.
Yeah.
To take and help someone.
Yeah.
You know, last week, the week before, whatever week it was, I went and visited my county to pay my taxes for the quarter. You know, since I started drawing Social Security, she's like, you're going to have to keep up this a little closer and stuff. I'm like, I'm probably going to charge less because I want to help people.
Yeah, amen.
You know, I want to, and this desire that God's put in my heart.
Amen, yeah.
To be a blessing and help someone, you know, you make a few bucks to buy groceries. Kind of deal. And that love of money, that serving money, is no longer a desire in my heart. I serve the Lord by helping other people.
Yes, amen.
That is the thing right there.
Yeah.
By being a blessing and a help to someone that could not afford to pay anyone else.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, church, I'm getting old enough. I want to make sure that I'm laying up some treasures in heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. I want something to be able to lay back at the feet of Jesus and say, you know, it ain't me that done it, it's you that done it through me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, you know. Paul here is trying to get us to understand that we need to draw away from the lust of this world and start looking above.
Amen.
And folks, if you leave here tonight with no other, get nothing else out of this message whatsoever, I want you to see that it's important for us to draw away from the lust and the love of the world.
Yeah.
And to draw nigh to Christ. And try to uplift His name.
Amen.
As much as we can in life. Amen.
Amen.
That's what's important.
Amen.
If we, I'm going to tell you something, church. If we draw nigh to Him and we try to serve Him daily, the power bill is going to get paid.
Yeah.
The groceries are going to be bought. The water's going to keep running. Mm-hmm. And the car's going to keep driving, even though the check engine lights are flashing. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've got three vehicles, and all three of them got a check engine light on. And they're running just fine.
Amen.
God keeps them going.
Amen.
It ain't Honda, it ain't Ford.
Yeah.
It's God.
Amen.
For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Now these things that we just read is going to bring the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Folks, you get out there and you live in that sinful world and you think you're doing all right. Oh, look, you know, look at me. I make more money than you do. I drive a better car. My check engine light ain't on. And it's doing just fine too. And you know, through all the sin that they're living in their life, at the end, when it's done and over, it doesn't matter whether the check engine light was on or not.
Right. Amen.
Because you're going to have to stand before an almighty God and give an account for what you've done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord that I'm not going to have to stand before Him as one of the children of disobedience.
Yeah.
My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
I'm saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
I'm as close as the hills I'm ever going to be.
Yep. Amen.
But you know, there's folks out there in that world today that can't say with that. I'm going to tell you something. They're supposed to sit on church pews right this moment. Well, not at this moment, because churches in most churches haven't started yet. But in an hour, they're going to be sitting there and their name's only written on a church roll, not on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know tonight, church, if the Lord come back like this minute, I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, am I going to be standing before Him and my head up and all proud? No. But I will hear them words. Yeah. I am my good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
But now ye also put on all these and put, excuse me, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy communication out of your mouth. Now Paul's wanting us to work it. Only so, you know. Again, just like it was with the in verse 6 or 5. He's telling us, work on the way we act.
Yeah.
Now, can we do anything with this old flesh? Man, trying to do something with this flesh is like trying to play with Play-Doh and it frozen.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. You stick Play-Doh in the freezer till it gets warmed back up, you ain't doing nothing with it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. This old flesh, we can't do nothing with it. Trust me, I've tried.
Yeah.
But you know, we work
and strive to, you know, live our lives the best we can with the help of the Lord, and try to refrain from this stuff. You know, it's going to come before, you know, it's like preacher Billy Mason once said. He says it all the time. You can't keep the bird from flying around your head, but you can't keep it from building the nest.
Yeah, amen.
Yep.
And we constantly got to shoot the devil off.
Yep.
Yeah, amen.
Because if he don't, he's going to be right there.
Yeah.
But you know, keeping these things in mind. You know, it says in 9, lie not one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Because the old man's dead. He's gone. But these little, I guess, side effects of the old man is dead. You know, them things are still lingering and trying to get into the new man.
Yep.
We need to keep our minds focused on God.
Amen.
The things that are above. And trying to tune out this old world as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know, they will, you know, if this world had their way back, they'd have us all messed up with it.
Yep.
I mean, they're trying. Look at it. Look at this world.
Yep.
What has just become in the last 3 years? Going on 4. It's a mess.
Yep.
Folks, this mess that we see in this world, this is what the devil does. Folks, if this nation don't turn soon, turn back to God. You just imagine what kind of shape it's going to be in years to come.
Amen.
You know, it's like reading back in the Old Testament. You look at the children of Israel. As long as they're all snuggled up close to God, everything's great.
Yeah.
But when they started worshiping those false idols, when they started walking away from God, look where they ended up. All the time, they ended up being in bondage to some more.
Yeah.
They ended up in a mess. Church, America ain't got out of that circle. As long as we are close to God, we're going to have a godly nation. We're going to have it good. But just as soon as we started look, it all started probably with the schools, taking prayer out of schools. Now look at the schools, the mess the schools in. Back when I was in school, teachers weren't armed with pistols. They were armed with a paddle about that long with holes in it. That's what they were armed with. And if you went home and told your parents that the teacher paddled you, you got another whooping when you said that. What did you do? What did you do to deserve that paddle? They weren't over jumping on the teacher. That's finding out what the problem was that you did that caused them to do that. Teachers don't need to be armed with pistols. They can bring that old-fashioned Board of Education back. Now, I ain't talking about beating the young to death. I'm talking about giving him a spanking. We see how they're standing them in the corner and, you know, sending them home for a day or two. We see how that works. Don't work out too well, does it? Tell you one thing, my mom and dad don't know nothing about none of the paddles I got when I was in school. Believe me, I got See, when I was over at Starrtown, I got off the school bus and just went straight to Mr. Robinson's office and bent over and took it and went to class. Because I knew somebody was going to tell them. Amen? All right. Yeah. I don't know how I got off on that, but it was pretty big anyway. Maybe one of the school board members was watching, they might get the idea. I hope it's Robert Abner himself. Maybe you'll learn something. All right, here. And I put on a new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created. Ain't that wonderful? That I'm going to be on the package. That is a good verse. And I put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created. You know, I don't think I ever looked at that verse in that light ever before. Till now. It's just, I don't know about y'all, but it's just hit me just right. I'm a new creature.
Amen.
Which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created me, God. I like that verse. That might just become my favorite verse from now on. Corinthians 3 and 10. That knowledge. The renewed in the knowledge. We renewed. You know, we're talking about putting on a new body whenever we get up there. We're renewed down here. Glory to God, that right there, we just might need to stop and shout there a little bit. Just knowing that he has renewed us in knowledge and in, of himself. Wherefore, there is neither Greek, now listen to this, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, bond nor free, for Christ is all, and all. Now, if you think about something for me. Folks, you look at me and you say, all right, here's Preacher Joel. He's a white male. Let's put me in two categories, white and male. I'm old, I'm senior citizen, that must mean another. I'm Baptist, that must mean another. I'm Republican, that must mean another. I'm poor, that must mean another one. Another what? Another category.
Yeah. You're a Christian.
They have got all sorts of ways to divide us out. Now, how does God divide children? His children are sheep. The devil's children are goats.
Yep.
He said he would divide the goats from the sheep.
Yep.
There's only two. They ain't white like me. And Latino like Rosa. We are sheep. We are God's children. And that's the only way God sees us.
Amen.
There's only two categories. Saved and lost. And you know what the good news is? Get this. The lost can become saved.
Amen.
But the saved can't become lost.
Amen.
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 What am I seeking? I'm seeking to be one of those that were lost, used to be lost, and is now saved. I'm seeking others who are lost and tell them where they can be saved. Amen?
Amen.
What is that called? That's called spreading the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Dead.
The old man is dead. The new man is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Glory to God.
Amen.
Ain't that enough to make you happy?
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, we're going to stop right there. And Wednesday night, I'll just pick up on verse 12. We'll go all the way through this chapter. How's that?
Amen.
I'm glad tonight. Church, are you glad tonight that you have been renewed in the knowledge of Him that created you?
Amen.
And I tell you what, it just excites me.
Yeah.
I love to know, glory to God, that there is a God, and He is alive and well.
Amen.
And He's still seeking Him that is looking for Him.
Amen.
Amen.
He will find you. He will offer Himself to you. And you have the choice.
Yes.
Amen.
To choose.
Amen.
Life everlasting or eternal death. I'm glad I done made the choice.
Amen.
I'm glad to know that I'm there. I'm glad that my name is written down in that Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. You make anything on the line? Okay. Good night. Let's see if you pray for us. Amen.